Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I was going to pull out the little thing and I can't remember what it is.
Yay!
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Yikes. Having a fun time today, Gil.
No, I am too. Rob, we'll was be cool. Fine.
Oh, God.
I just
boy, lose that.
You
lose that and Draymond's faulty prediction.
Ask me, do I think the Warriors are going to win another championship?
I don't care.
But no, I'm getting to your size, Donnie. And it's all about age.
Yeah, they're old.
I'm watching these young Thundercats run up and down. Evan, not getting tired. Just a wave of athleticism.
I thought OKC looked tired.
Did you? But Stanley, they're going to wink off. They're going to wink in some day now.
Let's go back to...
No, he said they look tired. Like your takes. I'm messing with you. Last night, you always love me.
How about
apology.
This?
I would send him a text.
How about what I said? How about that text of mine after the first quarter to Evan?
Would you like to guess what it was, Gil?
I just don't get the fundamental part of we have a thread, but he wants to send it just to you. So, no, I don't want to hear it.
Too bad.
I don't know what it
is. I got
is.
My own click. I text Bonte and 49er Frankie and Shasky.
Well, not 49er Frank anymore. No.
And they still have stuff outside of you.
What's his name?
They still have thread outside of you.
Frank got stolen.
I said,
Frank
my
got
first,
stole you.
I said, Evan, my first instinct after watching a quarter and a half.
Oh, you didn't watch the first quarter.
Yeah, thank you.
Pacers have action.
Oh, man.
That was when they were down 13.
But what, real quick, what did that stem from? What did you just?
Their 7-1 clutch record.
I have an eye. For things, Goo, that I can't explain. But I can watch the flow of a game.
Oh.
And I can tell
they were not
how
outclassed.
Things are going.
They were not outclassed.
Mm-hmm.
And the bottom line in the go ahead, Evan.
Evan,
no,
don't
sorry.
Just puncture
just like,
my pinata.
Your text was, hey, the game's not over yet.
No, I said they probably won't win tonight, but they might.
Dude, and they did.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what I'm going to say.
Yeah.
They are not outclassed. And I can make a case, if we want to just make it about Halliburton and his teammates and SGA and his teammates, I think Indiana has more guys that could put the ball in the hole that you could count on more than OKC. I love me some Williams, Stoney, but he's some Tommy. But outside of that, who's your third? And if you're going to say Caruso on a night, like I'm looking at Indiana, they got multiple guys, man.
But I thought Oklahoma City was super-duper deep.
Are they super-duper playoff deep? And I keep going back to this. They're where they at, and they've earned that. Steiny, Denver took them 7, and SGA needs a little help. That's all. He was phenomenal last night. He missed that shot at the end, but damn. And they didn't even – oh, my last thing. They didn't even trap him. I was like, trap him and make somebody else beat you. But they D'd up.
Yeah. Rich in Fremont.
Our man.
Hey, Rich.
What's up, fellas? Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Pacer gang.
Yeah, so my whole thing on this, I agree with Steinmetz on this. I think the whole clutch thing is just, it's just something that, you know, we've used as fuel for individualism of the sport. I think Michael Jordan had the best analogy for clutch. He called it in the moment, and he said that he knew he was in the moment because it was in a decisive situation of the game when seconds were left and clear thinking was at hand, because if you had unclear thinking, you could make a very poor decision, which would cost you the game. And he said that was something that he came to a realization of, and that allowed him to be more of handling the in-the-moment process whenever he came to that effect of the game. But I think you're right. I think the whole clutch thing is just, it's just another stat that we're using to individualize the game, when at the end of the day, basketball's a team sport, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you, Rich.
Oh, gosh. I wanted to ask Rich.
Well, I can answer for Rich.
What he thought about exit velocity. Like, is he on your guys' side? Or
he was.
You don't know that.
No, we screened him. He said he loves that
stuff. I can't wait to ask Willard and Dibbs about that. Excellent. And what about launch angle?
What about it?
I don't need all that.
Well, that's a stat maybe we don't need, but it gives an indication of how towering a home run can be as opposed to a line drive.
And Evan Stani, because there's probably Evan and Stani Goos in other cities, and they're chopping it up about a baseball game, and they're like, oh, boy. Evan, that launch angle.
Yeah, launch angle doesn't really do it for me.
That's all. Because
also,
I'm
you can hit
for
a ball at an exit velocity of 120 miles an hour straight into the ground. That's a launch angle. Like, launch angle is just what angle it comes off the bat. So you're bored just listening to me talking about it. That's why it's irrelevant.
That's fine.
Exit velo is a great stat, though.
I don't like quarterback wins and losses.
That's how guys get paid. Jimmy got paid, to a Super Bowl.
So it doesn't work all the time, does it?
Oh, now you want to kick him when he's down.
Who?
Jimmy.
He's not even in the league, is he?
Stop, Stani. You know where he's at.
That means you don't know.
He's a backup for the Rams.
I took that L last year, remember?
Yeah, you thought he was on the Raiders.
Yeah, he did. Still. Well, you still got a point, huh?
I had a list of stats that I thought were questionable.
There can't be too many more. Baseball's the only one trying to come up with new stuff, but I am shocked you guys are killing the NBA in this award, clutch award.
Well, the stat and the award are jokes. See, I wish I could go back to my blog and read what
What bothers you so much about this stat?
That it's completely arbitrary. It's a person who came up with something that has no more or less meaning than anybody else coming up with. You know, how about we do clutch time in the last 6 minutes of a 6-point game? How about 5 and 5? How about 2? It's like, whatever. It's a joke.
But what if you're a novice basketball fan who's trying to get into the game, who's watching the NBA finals because they're the best of the best, and you see this stat and you wonder, wow, I guess these guys are pretty clutch. And then it happens and you feel more involved with the game.
You know what it is? Yeah. It's insulting what it is. It's insulting to tell a basketball fan what you think is an official clutch shot. Hit the freaking pipe.
But has there been a recipient to where you're really like,
Curry!
Oh, they didn't make the playoffs.
You can't be the clutch player if you don't make the playoffs.
I said that when it first was announced.
Okay, well, take a victory lap.
But what that also tells
Curry,
me,
won't.
No, real quick, what that does tell me is he wasn't a problem.
Who?
Curry, like that's almost a vindication for whoever wins the award if you're on a team that doesn't make it. Like, I did my part, honest.
Yeah, because he wasn't good enough to elevate his team to a win without that concocted clutch time stat. How about winning a game by 11, Steph? One time.
Who won it this year? I'm trying to find out who won it this year.
Brunson.
You might.
It's just who is.
He did.
You know what? It's given to the player on a team who can't put away another team as much as he should.
Brunson won it, Donnie. And they got that right.
Says who?
Dude is a bucket getter in crunch time. We've seen that. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like,
Halliburton's been the most clutch player in the league this year.
He didn't win the award.
Exactly. Thank you very much. And you know what? If they did the numbers for the postseason, he probably wouldn't win it either. But we all know who the money player's been.
Evan and the listeners a trivia question? And this stems from me in my bedroom last night watching the WNBA Valkyries.
Careful.
Okay. No, you know I'm not into that stuff, Evan. And Jerry West is the logo for the NBA. Right. Duh. I think it should be Jordan. But I was watching the Valkyries, and I said, who's the logo for the Valkyries? When did my research?
WNBA.
The WNBA.
Yeah.
Thank you. And I said, I'm going to lay that on my face. Evan, don't type in on the computer. I saw Evan getting ready to type. He was trying to cheat. Who, fellas, or anybody out there, is the logo for the WNBA?
I think, well, go for it.
I'd guess Cheryl Miller.
That was my guess.
Okay.
Cheryl Swoops.
Nobody.
Hold on.
It's no specific player.
That's a terrible question. It's got to have an answer.
No, it's a provocative one. I was like, who is it?
How long are we going to let us guess names?
Just once you went and he went. Evan ran to that computer. It says it's no specific person. It's just the silhouette of a woman's basketball player. But, Stoney, I don't like that. It should be Cheryl Miller or somebody like that.
Apparently in 97, the original logo was based on the Jerry West silhouette, but with a female figure.
Mm.
And then it was changed twice in 2013 and then 2019.
You guys got
They
got
to settle on something.
That's where I'm going.
Goodness.
Who would you have? Would it be Cheryl Miller for me? I don't know who Evan would have. Who would you have, honestly, Sonny?
It's a good question.
What was my girl from the Monarch? She was a baller.
Penichero.
No.
Yes.
Well,
she's the best player in franchise history in Sacramento.
No, hold on.
Tish Penichiero.
A guy used to work with this player. Oh, yeah. Who am I thinking? Ruthie? No. Hold on.
Like Taurasi.
Huh?
I was actually thinking.
She was a hooper. My boy Silk Basie likes her.
I mean, Swoops could be it.
Man, easy. But Cheryl Steiny was before her time.
So, have you found the player that you think was better than
Well, I was finishing our conversation.
Penichiero?
And I got to read this real quick, not to make it about me.
No, never do that.
This hit hard. Yeah. 415, not even Guru or Daryl. Johnson, didn't you listen to your dad? Tell him to shut up and let the callers talk. I get excited and don't want them to hang up. It's not interrupting.
Yeah. I think the boss talked to you about that the other day, right? During the crossover.
About what?
The same kind of thing.
Please.
Yeah, just don't be afraid to... You know what?
What would that conversation go like?
It would go like this.
I'm energy.
It would go like this. Hey, remember that old 49er who never played, Jerick McKinnon?
Yeah.
Remember when they acquired McKinnon?
Yeah.
You know what he was really good? He was a great third down back.
Oh, man.
He doesn't play every down, and yet he was still really effective when he was a Viking.
Well, I tried to do that in the crossover yesterday. You guys had a problem with it. Wheeler was like, Goo, you okay? Dibs was just looking at me.
Oh, I know who it should be.
It's Cheryl Miller for me.
Chinny.
Oh.
Chinny.
No. The name is Shanae.
You know who it should be? And I'm serious.
Go ahead.
Candace Parker.
I'm not mad at that, but she doesn't.
Be careful.
Cheryl Miller is.
Careful.
When I think of women's basketball, I think of Cheryl Miller. She scored 100,
well, and that's and you're 60 years old, so that makes sense.
My hair is 35.
But Evan might have a different thought on that.
Let's go. Caitlin Clark, Evan.
No.
Not yet. She can't be.
Although she's the face of the league right now, it feels like.
She's on IL.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ, FM, and HD1 San Francisco. an Odyssey sports station and the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, ladies and gentlemen. Righteously Brewed in Frisco.
Oh, that does remind me, though. So the Valkyries are hosting Caitlin Clark's team, the Indiana Fever, in 13 days.
Wow.
Two Thursdays from now, June 19th.
Yep.
So my buddy last night I'm talking to, and he bought tickets for his sister to go see Caitlin Clark because she loves Caitlin Clark. He wants to go to a game. It's a great time. Tickets, obviously, are a little pricier.
Jordan-like.
To go see Caitlin Clark than they are for other teams. But she's on the IL.
Oh, my goodness.
Isn't it going to be close, though?
But she might not be back by that game.
Correct.
It just reminds me of the issue that the NBA seems to run into.
Can you
and this
believe
is, it's
that?
Injury. I get it. But it's like,
damn,
I'm paying big bucks to go see the Bucks tonight. Oh, Giannis isn't playing.
And if I'm correct, this will be her only visit.
Yeah.
Oh, that.
Yeah, it would stink.
You got
it. Now you know how half the league feels about Curry.
Stop. That is a dagger.
No, wait, sorry. There's one more game. They come back in August, late August. One more time.
All right.
You know what? I do want to. We missed somebody who I actually. This is the one that it should be. Cynthia Cooper.
Well, I'm not mad at that one. And I was thinking of Ruthie Bolton.
D-Lew 22.
Yeah.
She stunk.
What about Tamia Holzkong? My boy.
I'm sorry. What was the first name?
I forget her first name.
No, you said it.
Dude, don't play with me like this, because I'll fight.
Shamika Holdsclaw. She went to Tennessee.
Yeah. Okay. No, what do you think of that recommendation?
No, it's
high?
Cynthia Cooper.
How good was she?
She's great. Great player. You know what? Tell you what, in 15 minutes, I'll give you my women's Mount Rushmore. All-time players. No, I don't want to hear yours.
No, I do want to hear yours. But if you don't got Cheryl Miller in there, what are we doing?
The problem with Cheryl Miller is, unfortunately, her career got cut short by injury. You didn't even know that, did you?
I did know.
You
fool.
Didn't.
Now that
you
hurts.
Didn't. But that's okay.
Shut up. I know she scored a C note. Now.
That she did that in high school.
Now.
Now what?
Now.
Hey, did you see that Adam Silver? Did his...
So you didn't hear me say time for the legal?
I did the legal already. I did the legal already. How much do you think... You know, I'm sorry, I just can't get it out of my head. The boss and our director of program, sport, whatever the hell Lucas's title is.
Evident guru.
What the hell are they getting accomplished at this offsite?
What if they're having fun?
So here's the other thing. I couldn't stand when he used the term offsite. That is used when an entire department goes outside the office or the studio to work on stuff. It's not two people. That's called playing hooky.
You sound green,
Steiny.
You sound jealous as all outdoors.
I don't know if you've noticed.
Yeah.
Our department's not very big.
The point is, it should have been the powers that be.
This is privilege.
From some of the people over there.
You cannot talk about the boss at the job.
Boss
and
is.
Still be employed. Exactly.
Bet?
And be employed.
You want to bet?
It's privilege. I couldn't do it.
Dude, I told you this. Any radio program director.
You can't complain.
It's,
at the under, job.
It's understood that they can get ripped
the
air.
Real quick, Maya Moore. That was my girl.
Where'd she go to college?
Maya Moore,
yeah.
That's my girl.
Yeah, where'd she go to college?
Cheryl Swoops.
Where'd she go to college?
Honey, stop.
First one went to Connecticut.
We need to bring
and
back
the second one went to Texas Tech.
Hello. Red Raiders.
Yeah. Okay.
We need to bring Jockerty back.
The boss doesn't like it.
No, but you and
which
me.
Which means today is the day.
Oh, that's a nine.
Get Whitey on the horn.
Yeah.
Hey,
well, he's on the radio.
Evan, I don't want to catch you by surprise here.
Yeah, you do it all the time.
But do you have that sound from those guys in New York?
I do.
I want to get into this.
Oh, boy.
It's kind of fun.
It is.
All right. Evan, when you're ready, anytime.
This is from our sister station, WFAN. It's kind of a lengthy cut, but they were discussing head coaching options for the New York Knicks. Oh, by the way, Steiny, it's reported a couple minutes ago from Ian Begley that Chris Finch could be in the running for the New York Knicks. Now, on to another option, potentially.
I know.
Are you serious?
Okay. Oh. So, Brian Windhorst did his podcast, The Hoops Collective, and he had a couple of pretty good reporters on, Tim McMahon, Tim Bontemps, and they were just talking. They're not really reporting anything per se, just talking in general about what the Knicks could do. And Windy made a very interesting comment. We know about Windy, you got to connect the dots. He said, look, trading for an NBA head coach is on the table, even if it's unlikely. It can happen. And he said, what you should do is think about Western Conference teams, not the East, because it's very unlikely an Eastern Conference team would be okay trading their coach to the New York Knicks. But think about Western Conference teams. Think about coaches. Think about who would go to their management and say, you know what? I'm interested in the Knicks job. Can you guys help me get there? As a sign of goodwill. As, hey, okay. I've been here. I've done this for you. I'm done. I'd like to go there. And so I'm thinking, I'm like, all right, let me go through the Western Conference. What head coach would, A, make sense for the Knicks, and then B, where I could see the guy saying, you know what? I want the Knicks job.
He deserved it.
And I came up with somebody.
Okay.
And I'm going to tell you right now, this name would garner 96% fan approval from Knicks fans if it ever happened.
96%.
It's that, oh God, really? Would that ever happen? And the more I thought about it, like, I could kind of see it happening. And the person I'm talking about is Steve Kerr.
Oh, my God.
Wow. The only way Steve would leave the Bay is if he truly thought, and I don't think he's programmed, guys, this way, that the only reason I got my four rings is because Stephen Wardell Curry.
Well, it is.
And if he wanted to, go show that a Knick team, let's be honest, I think we all can agree, are closer to maybe winning the title than the Warriors currently, but there's no way he would dip out and go back to a job he turned down to get this one, would he? That's what you call sports talk radio.
I mean,
Kerr leaving?
What if he thinks he sees the writing on the wall here in Golden State, that he knows this is his last year,
but he's not done coaching,
and he wants to, like, get a head start on his next job?
No, you could be right, but the trade aspect of this
can be done.
I know, but a contract not expiring, and I don't see that. But Kuminga would be happy.
What would you give? What Knicks? I mean, you wouldn't want to trade Thibodeau for Kerr.
Oh my gosh, no!
Although I'll tell you what, how fun would it be to watch Tibbs running Butler, Draymond Green, and Curry into the ground?
Yeah. He could just bring some basketball coffins, because that's what they would be in.
I mean, they wouldn't last till Christmas under Thibodeau. What about a player for the Knicks? Is there any player for the Knicks that you trade for Steve Kerr?
But is any coach worth that? And I love, he's my top, one of my top five coaches.
You know what? Let me Google.
Yeah, but Steiny, is anybody, man.
Yes,
when
coaches
you
have been
traded.
Got
the likes of Michael Malone sitting out there. Mark Jackson. All I want for Mark, back to him, you better get a damn interview. And Patrick Ewing, too. Two staples in New York. Brothers, go ahead and give them the old, you might not get hired, but we'll give you the interview. So other people can look and be like, you know what? We might give Steiny an interview. I'm tired of me being on Malcolm X for black coaches.
In NBA history, a head coach has been traded as part of a player trade. Most famously, Doc Rivers being traded to the Clippers from the Boston Celtics for a first-round pick. Coaches can also be traded for draft picks or other assets. 2014, the Brooklyn Nets traded Jason Kidd to the Milwaukee Bucks for 2 second-rounders. 2007, Miami received a second-round pick when Stan Van Gundy took over in Orlando. It's been done.
Give us OG Anunoby. Hey, Evan, you give us OG Anunoby. All right, Kerr.
Do the Knicks have their own pick this year?
Well, Steve Kerr's an expiring contract, so he probably wouldn't be able to fetch that much.
I think they could redo it.
He wouldn't leave.
But
a sign-in trade?
Man. Hold on. What when New York Knicks draft pick.
What is it?
It is.
Well, it's either going to the Nets or the Raptors.
It was selected the never mind.
Is that's where it's going?
They don't have a first round pick, I want to say, for a while.
Oh, that boy. Hurts. Yeah.
Well, that, because they traded a bunch for OG and then they traded a bunch for Bridges.
Stay put, Steve.
Yeah. I
wonder how I was. He was on with Willard and Dibs today. They could just play that sound and he'd probably laugh.
Didn't Steve Kerr say, well, it was a while back, but like if he had taken the head coaching job at the Knicks when Phil Jackson was running it, he would have been fired in 3 years?
Probably.
Oh, my gosh.
He probably
would have survived that. Phil didn't.
Well, he was awful. He was.
Well, he didn't have Shaq, Kobe, or Jordan.
I'm talking
Pitt.
About as a general manager. Oh, absolutely horrendous.
President.
We didn't have much to work with, though.
You're giving him a pass. You're giving him a pass. Why? Because he coached Kobe, and anything affiliated with Kobe or surrounding Kobe, you can never criticize. What is it with you and him?
Who?
The guy who quit in the NBA Finals.
Well, he didn't quit.
He just didn't pass.
He had a boat. I was so mad at him.
Yeah, but it didn't matter. Hey, by the way, Shai Gilgeous just squeezing off 30 shots last night. Woo! You got to love it, buddy. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Evan, I don't know. I'm just telling you, man. Some other Thunder players got to step up. But for you to sit your starting center, it's almost like you lost before.
He wanted to get off to a good start. He did.
That's going in the lab. When you don't have to.
Okay.
You go to the lab to make adjustments. Now you're just sipping wine at home. Honey, what can I do to show everybody I'm smarter? And Hartenstein was open.
It's not your job.
No, it is, Jeff.
You know what? I'm going to let him go. All right. 888-957-9570 is the number. Any stats out there that you think are worthless or meaningless? How about exit velocity? How about clutch time stats?
Gosh, you hate that.
Oh, and we're also going to talk about athletes.
Oh, I'm ready. I am one.
And I'll tell you more about that on the other side on 95.7 The Game. This is not uncommon, but you're wrong.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference.
According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I was talking to Dunleavy about that, and I said, I don't need the drug. Dunleavy and knowing each other. Who's pushing the
that's
button?
That's Evan.
Yeah, Evan. That's okay, your boy, Evan.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right.
Evan wasn't here when Willard said, and now I got to tell Evan if he hadn't heard, what were we supposed to do? So Willard was kind of making the point, we didn't dime you out. We had to give the guy the answer as to who was back there. We could just leave him on. You know what I'm saying? So I thought about it driving home. Like, I don't think we dimed you out.
Yeah, but you were John Wayne on the draw. Like, it was pretty quick.
It was. It was.
Well, before you get into what you're going to do.
Oh, let me guys hear another text from 49er
no,
Frankie.
Our good friend, Jim Molay. Oh. And every time I get something wrong, you call KPIX or put something out on Twitter or cut it up and plaster it all on social. So this is the text, and I'll read it from Jim. Goo, just saw your over on Hartenstein, 7.5 rebounds, hit. You need to take a victory lap for that, brother. If you hadn't already, nice.
Yeah, you won all of $13. Congratulations.
If I work with guys that kind of built me up and didn't text without me on the thread behind my back, maybe you would celebrate my victories.
I thought your victory lap was winning a lot of money. Or your neighbor.
Well, no.
$13?
I put myself out there when I said liquidate all assets.
Right.
College money, all that. CDs.
Would you bet a fiver?
What's a fiver?
$5.
They cut, please.
Okay. Wait, so was it a tenner?
You won big last night, right, Goo?
Tom Hanks.
Please.
So, cafeteria.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, somebody,
you got me?
Somebody owes me.
Who?
Gave you guys a gift on Monday when I came in, made a stop at a store, said, which one of you? And then somebody said, I'll get you when we get to the cafeteria. So
now that is uncool.
It wasn't that.
No.
I'm not into that. Evan, you got me, but.
Wait, for what?
Oh, well, he gave it to you.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, somebody owes me.
Steiny owes you. He always owes you.
You owe me for the Knicks because they were eliminated on Saturday.
He paid that already.
No, he didn't.
Last Friday.
No, the series wasn't over.
He's right, Evan.
It was preemptive.
Well, you got me.
All right. I saw this stat, and I thought of you immediately, Goo, and it's one of the reasons why you and I are just oil and water.
Yep.
So you came in yesterday, and you started to talk about the Thunder, and oh my God, could you imagine if the Thunder don't win? Oh, Steiny, heads are right. Oh, Steiny, a choke job of all epic proportions. Oh, my God, have they ever a favorite this much ever gotten beat? Oh, Steiny, if Oklahoma City loses, where do they go? How many NBA finals do you think there's been, Goo, in NBA history?
Not five, not six, not seven.
78.
Okay.
Okay, so how many? I'm not going to put you on the spot. Yeah. So that means 100. There have been 156 different teams in the NBA finals.
All right.
Okay?
Yep.
The Thunder are the second youngest team to ever play in the NBA finals. The second youngest team out of 156 teams. Yeah, so go ahead. Bury them if they don't win it.
I'm not burying them.
Yeah, you will.
I got to tell
you. The second youngest.
Because I feel like I know it.
Yeah, I don't know.
The Thunder with Harden, Westbrook, and Durant.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
That's probably wrong, but that's fine.
No, that would be like, oh.
No, because I'll tell you why that's not right. Who's the guy that played? Oh, You know who's on that team?
Tell me, I'm trying to think.
Nick Collison. So clearly they're not going to be the youngest because he was playing when he was 47.
But what part don't you get from my lexicon that I'm not burying them?
You are. You're going to bury them.
Dibs came in here yesterday.
And agreed with me.
Deep dive Dibs talking about just the win discrepancy. This is one of the biggest ones in finals history. Mm-hmm. And nobody's trying to bury anybody, but you keep playing around like you're going to get a million chances to get this thing done. Okay, sometimes we send it to where it does not happen. They're only down 0-1. My point to you, sir, is I feel like a lot of people did not give the Pacers a chance.
Not me.
And this was OKC and SGA and the MVP, and now we got a series, and that's all. Quit looking and reading other smut and putting it at my doorstep. Because when I snap, it's not going to be pretty. And I let you do it daily. I'm not burying anybody.
Don't bury a young team. Don't bury a young team. That's all I'm telling you not to do.
They can be the 14-15 Warriors. And we know what that culminated with. That's all. So I'm not burying them. I just like sports when everybody whistling Dixie, walking through the street. Okay, young, great team. 68 wins.
Yeah, they got to blow. See. If they don't win, they got to blow it up.
So you want to know my answer?
I know it's going to be your answer.
Why would you blow it up?
Because you have no patience.
Please.
None.
I got three kids.
Zero.
You might need a little help, though.
Oh, just go out and get Wembanyama?
You might need a little help.
Yeah, they need help.
All right, bet something on it. I got Pacers.
No, you don't. You picked Oklahoma City yesterday.
No, I
picked the Pacers.
No, that wasn't for any moolah.
You didn't pick the Pacers.
I said Pacers in six.
You said, all right, well, nobody else wants them, so I guess I'll do it.
He's trying to tell the American people that he did. You're lying. You're a liar.
No, I'm not.
You said multiple times, I can't bet against OKC.
Dude, it's a radio show. You got to have it's your job.
You know. Yeah. You do not.
With your privilege,
I present both sides.
Yeah, you do. Better than anybody.
Wait, seriously, you're willing to switch to the Pacers after one game?
No, I'm just trying
to. Of course he is.
I'm trying to irritate the man.
Of course he is.
God, I wish there was a Steiny sedative. I'd have a bottle.
Thank you, DLou22.
What'd he say?
Steiny picked the Pacers. Also, DLou22 earlier in the show.
What?
Steiny did say the Pacers had action back in March. Thank you.
I honestly.
See, that's the gift I have.
No, honestly, yeah. I do remember you saying that.
All right, I won't bring it up anymore. As long as you acknowledge, but I don't need to bring it up.
Where do you get me burying OKC if they lost?
Because you're
too young.
You've set it up already. Steiny, if they lose.
He's doing the internet on me.
If they lose.
Let's put it right on the table. I'm snitching on you.
Let's do it.
There's a guy out here.
By the way, I call pest control.
Thank you. One of the biggest in the game, the media game, that you got a problem with. And I think because you can't touch him, you're afraid to call him out.
Miller.
You're doing it to me. Stephen A. Smith.
He stinks.
Yeah, and he went in on the
I'm down
last
on him.
Night.
You better be careful.
And you go to bed, and you're like, that's Guru. And you bring it here and take it out on me like I'm Stephen A. Hairlines are different.
He, at halftime, oh, my God. That halftime show was an abomination. Was Myers on it?
Yeah, he was.
Actually, okay, it was fine.
I sent him a text. Yeah.
But
wouldn't
you know it, one half of one game, Halliburton, did he come to play or not? This is the NBA Finals. He got to do something. And what Miles Turner, somebody tell him we're the NBA Finals.
Hey, he's just calling it like he had saw it then.
And we are missing something.
Don't be disrespectful.
Okay. You know, shut up.
Congrats. He got a new, going back to radio.
Can I be honest about, and this is up your alley, and I'm interested to see if you're going to agree with me or not. No, seriously. I'm not feeling the broadcast crew. I'm sorry, I'm not.
I'm the guy that told you this is bad. And you know what?
It's the first game of the finals.
No, they've been doing this for all season long.
No, this is their first game.
I go watch old Warrior games just to hear Mark, Van Gundy, and Breen. It's worse than when Redick was on it. This is bad. They've lost their way. Evan, I'm serious.
There's too much agreement, if I'm going to be honest, listening to them.
Oh, my gosh. What has happened? And they know it.
I hate that Breen's being exposed because he's really good.
Man, oh man, Mark and Jeff were it. I mean, it was like a sitcom or TV show. And I go watch the old Warrior games, and I got him. I know where to find him.
I mean,
this is go ahead, Stoney. He's out of control.
Just Mike Breen and this for Doris what's bugging Burke.
Me. Oh,
I mean,
oh,
they're like,
give it to me, man.
Put him in the NBA PR department.
Evan, could you do hoop?
Yeah, of course. I do St. Mary's basketball.
My God.
Boy.
Yeah. That was a big blunder.
You know what? It's Friday. I'm thinking about the cafeteria.
So am I.
In the NHL, they have the penalty box. That's where I'm at. So I'm just, you go
looking to get a, looking to take a little breather?
No, I need to after
it's
that.
It's a 2-minute minor.
Yeah, he does it all the time. And I asked him. But seriously, you're on to something. Finally.
What in particular? I'm sorry.
This broadcast is.
Yeah.
Yeah, it took you a while to come around on that.
Get Kevin Harlan to ABC.
It was the first game of the final, so it was their first game. I mean, what do you want me to say?
No, all year long they've
done. I don't think so.
They've been doing the playoffs this whole time.
No.
And Saturday nights at 5:30, this is the crew.
No.
All season long, this is the crew, Stoney, 5:30.
Last night, I'm pretty sure it was their first game.
You saw when they eviscerated Draymond Green in the playoffs after I was at game, what was it, Evan, 6, when he hit Jalen Green early. And they went in on I had to go back just to hear what they said. And they kept it real. But anyway, they have nothing on TNT, man. Kevin Harlan. And Steinmetz just went to the bathroom. Like, that's how great he is. Harlan. That was bad.
Stephen A. was really.
He looked like a pallbearer.
Over the top.
That's what Evan said.
Oh, there's news, Steiny. He was over the top. By the way, Draymond Green was on Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah, we got some sound later.
Oh, we do.
And pods. He's talking.
I don't think we have sound. Do we have? I don't think we have sound of pods.
Not a pod.
This is incredible.
But we can do pods now. If it's okay with Evan, is it part of the script?
Shut up.
Well, you know we don't have no script.
I know.
Yeah, we learned that.
Hey, by the way,
this is an okay audible.
By the way. Did you notice? Oh, God.
What?
Did you notice what I did yesterday in the boss's office? Did you notice?
Complain?
You're an ass? I don't know.
No. No, Evan. No. What did I get into yesterday before we were ready to get into it? Remember?
Vacation?
No. We were supposed to talk about the Giants the first hour because they had an afternoon game. But then I brought up, I think, a basketball thing.
Oh, yeah,
the playoffs.
Yeah.
And the rest and the injuries.
Oh, you admitted your error.
So.
You took responsibility.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, no, he said I messed up today.
The boss was talking about topics and, you know, that kind of thing. And I said, I thought we had a good one today, but I got to do a better job of executing
No doubt. That's what I'm talking about. I heard you say it. We all knew it.
It was.
We lived.
I can't believe you guys.
What?
It was your fault too, and yours, but I took the brunt of it.
When you're the lead host and you're going,
I'm not a real host.
We're doing the alphabet, A, B, C, D, E, F, 9 times 9 is 81. Like, that's what you did. Yes. Where did that come from?
I apologized to him at the cafeteria.
Hey, you know what?
And you know what I told him? You know what I said?
Serious.
This is shut up, Evan.
No, hold on. Let's do something right.
I don't like apologies.
Okay, listen. When you two hook up without me.
Yeah. It's fun.
It's over. I don't want to hear this. Daryl Lavelle Johnson from Union City talking now. When you two, no, I'm being real.
Okay, go ahead.
Don't bring it up on the show. I don't want to hear about it because it reeks with some other stuff, well, some undertones.
Be a little more specific, please.
I feel
racial?
Left out. No, not racial. No, never. Evan is black, half black.
How do you know it's not racial?
I'm telling you because I don't feel it. But anyway, this I don't like it.
That's because we're good at it. What else did we talk about yesterday?
Oh, a myriad of things.
We
watched
home.
The end of the Giants game.
I don't care. I went to the gym.
Yeah, sure.
And you said I was walking with a limp.
Don't you be, are. No, you and the boss are in a limp off right now.
I don't have a limp. I'm feeling better now. I'm hooping tomorrow.
The Olympics. Wait, but you seriously can't tell me that you're still limping and I can see a limp
yeah.
and then tell us you're going to play hoop tomorrow and expect me not to say anything about it.
If you told me to walk to you like a baby right now, there is no limp. I would own the limp. There's no limp.
Now, you're going to win the George Sanford Award this
week.
You're
going to be Citizen Kane soon.
Dude.
Who are both?
Dude, you have like a peg leg right now.
Sonny, stop. If I can
bend you know what? Now I'm starting to realize why you like the Pirates.
Oh, wow. I'm going to give you a one. Yeah. I don't think everybody got
That's
it.
That's all right.
Put two on a Friday.
Yeah.
That's all right.
No limp.
Guru, you're limping.
Limp Bizkit.
Wow.
Will Durst. Am I the best or am I the best?
Who the hell is that?
That went over my head.
I think it's their lead singer, isn't it?
Oh, I meant because the limp.
Well, Limp Bizkit is the name of a band.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and people going in on Richard Jefferson, too.
He's my favorite of the three.
By process of elimination.
Oh, my God.
Well, know what? You're right about Breen. He's great, but
they're not helping him, that's all. And J.J. Redick didn't help him.
Here's what here's what Breen said last night, and I had to go to the NBA.
Basketball Reference?
Yes, I went to Basketball Reference. He's talking about Miles Turner, and he goes, Miles Turner, he has overcome so much adversity in his career, swept in the playoffs twice during his career, but he stuck with it. And Miles Turner's made $130 million.
But his facts were
There's no adversity. No. He's had no adversity, Miles Turner.
Twice.
In the first round when he was a third-year player. That's not adversity.
I'm getting mad for him doing his homework.
Tell me his brother got shot. Tell me something happened to his family.
Yeah.
It's not adversity if you go 3-for-8 from the field. Fred Durst.
Oh,
Will Durst is the comedian. I fixed it before Evan could correct me.
I told you, I don't know who either of them. I know Kirsten Dunst. I don't know Durst.
It's Kirsten Dunst.
One of those. I confused our boss's name, too.
Nice.
Okay.
What about pods?
What about,
real Olympics.
All right, well, okay, here, have fun. Let me get it up, because it was a text. Where is it? Super Bowl squad, that's us.
Yeah.
We'll let the listeners in. Our thread, Evan, me. We call it Super Bowl thread because we're a Super Bowl trio. And we went to the Super Bowl back in the day. And that's when we started it. That's when we started the thread, remember, guys? Brandon Pajemski did an interview. Man. Does a lot of them. But this one was with somebody else. GSW Ball Report. This is Brandon Pajemski. Obviously, what are your goals? Obviously, I want to be an all-star as soon as I can be. Whether that's with Steph and them here, or whether it's when they're done. I want to do that. I want to be an Olympian in 2028. Definitely something I have my eyes on, I guess is what he said. So Pods wants to be an all-star and an Olympian.
He didn't mention champ.
Well, I told you. And I've been trying to tell you, most guys don't really care about that kind of stuff.
But
hold on real quick. Yeah. I want to be an Olympian in 2028. Definitely something I have my sights on. And I just want to be a household name somewhere where it can be me and a bunch of other guys winning a championship. That would be ideal for me. So he did mention it.
Yeah. And I'll just say this.
But it was third.
No, he's got the confidence of a cat burglar. And I love it, and it's probably why. Let's be honest. This dude thinks he's better than he actually is, and he's good. And it's why he can be a starting one on a team that had championship aspirations coming out of training camp. So I'm not mad at him, but I'm like, do you think he has the capability of making? Because by all accounts, he got to practice with him this last go-round. And Cooper Flagg said he was his favorite experience or guy to do teammate. But I guess that's why he makes him. That's why he is who he is, because I don't want to say outlandish, Donnie. I'm like, is it feasible?
Was there a question in there for me?
This no, I'm telling
you. You said I got a question for you, then you made a statement.
No, the statement is this is why he is where he's at right now. And the question is, can he be an Olympian?
Well, and it might be why he hasn't progressed further.
Mm.
Who knows? I mean, do I think he can be an all-star? Probably not.
Does that come off cocky?
I mean, here's the thing. When you, I'll be honest with you, dead serious. When you texted this to Evan and I, I read it, and I'll read it again. Brandon Pajemski, obviously I want to be an all-star as soon as I can, whether that's with Steph and them here, whether it's whether they're done. I want to do that. I also want to be an Olympian in 2028. Definitely something I have my sights on. And I just want to be a household name somewhere where it can be me and a bunch of other guys winning a championship. That'd be kind of ideal for me. When you sent that to me, my first thought was, okay, so we're going to bring this up. Why? And unfortunately, we all know the answer, because we want to roll our eyes at him. We want to kind of chuckle at him. And do I see him as an all-star? Not really, but goo. Can I use a guruism?
Yeah.
I'm not going to rob him of that.
And there you go.
So, because
he's
for
a baby
him.
Right now in his career, and let's just, this could manifest 4 or 5 years from now if he's still with the Warriors.
I mean, look, there's no doubt he's got what they call irrational confidence. And
that, I love that.
Well, you have it too.
I know.
You don't want to admit that.
But I tried to teach it to my kids. Some picked it up, some didn't.
Yeah.
It can set you apart.
Little Darryl didn't or did? And what about Milan?
We don't have enough time, but a couple of them picked it up, some didn't.
Could you have done anything better as a father, do you think?
Yeah.
Yeah. Somebody get me on the horn.
Did you just put me? I felt like I was in a therapist.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Office,
Last time we got Mia on, he threw him under the bus.
When doesn't he snitch?
And then put it in reverse.
Goose, specifically, what do you think you could have done to be a better father?
Now, I'm being honest. I give myself a high grade.
Right.
I'll give you this instance, and I'll never forget this as a father.
All right.
Little Daryl, 7 years old. Rutherford and I sitting out in front of my house, a hot summer day.
Sipping.
Just being parents and Uncle Chuck.
Sipping at the
And Daryl right in front of us, Rex on his bike.
All right.
And I'm the type of dad that yelled at him before I went to see if he was okay about wrecking on the bike because I told him to be careful.
Oh, no.
And it was a bit abrasive, Evan. But I cared for him and told him after. And I just wish I had. Rutherford exhibits this. I was softer earlier on. But my thing was, Norm Peterson, the world, it's tough out there, and you got dog underwear. They're going to eat you up. So I try to toughen them up. But I do think back on my fatherhood. I could have dialed it down a notch.
Well, the fact that you remember that specific instance.
Oh, my God.
But that does mean you're a good dad, I think.
Chuck cussed me out. He goes, dude.
Chuck.
Rutherford.
Oh, okay.
He goes, how about you check on him first? And it hurt like, wow. And then one more thing.
Yeah.
Rutherford, his son told him the first time he lost his virginity. And I said to me, no, I'm being real. Okay. That's a relationship where if your son tells you that, you're not only his dad, you're his friend. And I didn't tell my dad when that was as long as I was late in the game. Yeah.
Hey,
but you know what I mean, Steiny?
You can still call him.
I think I wish I'd have been a tad bit softer.
You know what? That's admirable. It's admirable.
But they respect me.
So
they don't listen.
Like if you were to ask me, you know, what I could have done better, there's not much.
We don't have enough time.
No. But what I will do next segment is I'll tell you how my dad could have been a better father.
Oh, I met him. I can tell.
And all the lessons I learned.
The world was different then. I got beat. My parents should be in Santa Rita. They beat me. All parents did.
Shh. No.
That's the limitation.
All right. 888-957-9570. Let's hear from all the good dads out there.
Mm-hmm. Father's Day next week.
What's your proudest moment? I'm going to think about that.
Or your lowest.
Yeah. On 95.7 The Game.
Definitely wasn't on my bingo card.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores?
How many kids to a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.